Bean, everybody's good. All right, it is 11:52. This meeting is back in session. Continuing on with County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne again for the record back. I had concluded really my presentation. Just for a note, Redwood Materials is a battery recycling facility out at Trace Center, cutting edge stuff. Happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin about this item?
I have no questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions, thank you.
All right, I don't have any questions either, Austin, but we will go to the public and see if they maybe have something. Is there any public comment regarding this item? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
No, I don't think there's any motion.
This one's just discussion.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There is no motion today. I gotta update my notes on that. My apologies. Moving on to item number 23, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible action to act of access and utility easement agreement to Story County to allow for future roadway connections of Pittsburgh Avenue to Ireland Drive. The easement is located on APN 005-051-48, which is owned by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, LLC, and is located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada.
Who's Mr. Here? Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman? Commissioner Gilman here, if I may. I'm going to recuse on this item in as much as I have a pecuniary interest in some of the subject matter that we will be addressing. So I will join the audience for this issue. Thank you.
All right. Noted, Commissioner Gilman. Thank you. All right. Kathy Canfield, I believe, is handling this.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. So this is an offer of an easement and utility easement, access and utility easement to continue Pittsburgh and connect it with Ireland Drive. Right now, there is a roadway that has been indicated on mapping that would connect Pittsburgh to Ireland Drive. However, it is private ownership and it wasn't a dedicated roadway to the county. The applicant is looking at trying to have some flexibility in the properties that are there. And right now, there's two small properties that border each side of what would be the Pittsburgh alignment in this location. So as one solution that we've come up with is to move that access easement to the property line. It actually follows the alignment of the affluent line that was just recently put in. And this gives a better flexibility to a property developer to be able to maneuver where they're putting everything. Story County, in working with the Public Works Department and other staff, don't have any concerns with relocating this as long as we have something that can connect to Ireland Drive. So staff is recommending that we accept this easement.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions for Kathy?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, it seems pretty cut and dry to me. Is there any public comment regarding item number 23 in this easement? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. In accordance with staff recommendation, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the access and utility easement agreement to Story County to allow for a future roadway connection of Pittsburgh Avenue to Ireland Drive. The easement is located on APN 005-051-48, which is owned by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, LLC, and is located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada.
All right, there's a motion. I'm going to second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Moving on to item number 24, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of a reconveyance of ownership of approximately 700 linear feet of Electric Avenue to Tesla, Inc., located adjacent to APNs 005-111-22, 005-091-42, and 005-012-05 within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, including adopting Resolution number 2022-663, the written offer of conveyance and the deed of reconveyance. Kathy?
Yes, thank you again. So this is a request for a reconveyance of a portion of Electric Avenue. It's approximately 700 linear feet long, and the right-of-way in this area is about 200 feet wide. There's two property owners that abut this land, Tesla and Eagle CPT2 LLC. Typically, when we receive a request like this, half would go to one side, half would go to another side. But Tesla, the county, and Eagle CPT have been, or CPT2 have been in discussions, and Eagle CPT2 is okay with Tesla acquiring all of the land subject to their agreement letter. For the most part, the agreement letter is saying, you know, that Tesla would pay for all the costs associated with this and that they receive an easement for their driveways that go on to the existing Electric Avenue. This portion of the road has also been part of the tri-payback agreement, and staff has worked with the comptroller to calculate the amount that the county had paid for this area, and Tesla will be required to reimburse the county for the money that we paid for that construction. The other thing, there is a resolution that's associated with this reconveyance. It's resolution 22-663. And in order to do the reconveyance, the county needs to find that it's in the county's best interest to do this reconveyance. By eliminating this portion of the road from the county roadway system, it does alleviate the maintenance and costs of upkeep for this portion of the road. I do believe somebody from Tesla is probably in the audience that representing the project, and then I'm also happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Kathy. Thanks. Yeah, we do have Chris here from Tesla. Chris, is there anything you'd like to add before we go to questions?
Hey, all. Thank you, commissioners and Story County leadership. Chris Riley for the record. Nothing specific to add, just appreciate working together with the county and with Eagle CPT too on this. This is really, as we've continued to expand operations and manufacturing in Nevada, the ability for us to work with contiguous parcels between the 550 Milan warehouse and Gigafactory Nevada's main site is just going to help us for operations. And, you know, we've been in touch with the right parties on making sure, you know, we have the easements in place, the right of way, and happy to answer any specific questions about it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chris. We're going to give it just a second here for our reminder that it's 12:00. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Chris or for Kathy?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Nor do I. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I'm happy to. Is there, because of the ordinance, is there a need to read any sort of title findings, any of that kind of stuff, or we just go ahead and approve it?
Kathy, do you have findings on this?
I don't have the findings. The findings for the resolution are in the resolution.
So we have the resolution.
That we're making. We have the resolution.
It's not like an ordinance. It doesn't have to, the title doesn't have to be read in.
Okay.
You can read it if you like, but it's not required.
No problem. Just wanted to make sure that if we needed to, we got it. So, okay, great. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby move to approve the reconveyance of ownership of approximately 700 linear feet of Electric Avenue, of which the exact dimension will be confirmed with submittal of a record of survey map to Tesla Motors, Inc., located adjacent to APNs 005-111-22, 005-091-42, and 005-012-05 within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, including adopting resolution number 22-663, the written offer of conveyance and the deed of reconveyance, and subject to the conditions of approval.
We'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for taking the time to come up, Chris.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Kathy. All right, moving right along to item number 25. This is a discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of second reading for a home-based business license, Wakefield CMR LLC, located at 1870 Hart Road, Reno, Nevada, 89521. The applicant is Karen Becker. Is there anybody from the Sheriff's Office that would like to chime in on this?
Should I go check with the Sheriff and see if he wants to say anything?
Is he? Second reading for home-based business, Wakefield CMR. Is there anything, Sheriff? Is there anything regarding the second reading for the home-based business on Hart Road? Wakefield CMR.
No, there's nothing to report on that. Nothing has come up that would preclude them from having the license that they are seeking, so would suggest approval.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the second reading?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading for a home-based business license for Wakefield CMR LLC at 1870 Hart Road, Reno, Nevada, 89521. The applicant is Karen Becker.
Second motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to item number 26, this is discussion for possible action. For consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through G. Is there any public comment regarding these second readings? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 26 on our agenda listed as A through G.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Welcome to Story County for all those businesses. Moving on to item number 27. This is the second and final time for public comment. Is there any public comment today?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Mr. Thompson, you have the floor.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Mr. County Manager, Mr. Deputy DA, Chris Thompson, Project Manager for Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. First, I want to wish everybody, the commissioners and the leadership of the county, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, as I won't have the chance to see you before that holiday. Second, I know this is the time of year when all of us are thinking about, you know, helping out those folks in need. And I know I go through my closets this time of year and take all the excess clothes down to a halfway house or a recovery center or a Salvation Army. But there is one business that I think is worth mentioning that does something really cool. And it's the Mustang Ranch. And of course, you guys know I don't work for the Mustang. I've never been on their payroll. But they do something really cool at Christmas, which I think ought to be known. They do what's called an angel tree down in Lockwood, where they put up a tree and they have these little cards on the tree, and the families that are in need come up and put the age of a child you know, the boy or girl, that kind of thing. And then the folks at the Mustang take the cards, and the actual working ladies at the Mustang take each card and go out and buy a gift for that child. And a lot of times they'll get clothes. A lot of times, I mean, they bought ear pods. Last year, the Mustang sponsored 30 of these Angel Tree gifts for the needy down there in Lockwood. And I think that is so cool, such good karma. And the fact that the workers, the ladies, are the ones leading that effort is, you know, what great karma that is. And, of course, this follows on the Mustang's efforts that they do all year long, which is the after-school program. They just gave $15,000 for that. They drive the food to various locations around the county for the needy, and they still do the back prep program, which Lance Gilman, all of which Lance Gilman initiated over a decade ago. But I think that Angel Tree idea is spectacular. So I just wanted to mention that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Merry Christmas again. And Commissioner Mitchell, I hope your son is okay, and I'm going to send my best thoughts and prayers. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for that, Chris. Much appreciated. Great info. One more time, is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment. Item number 28 is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 12:08. This meeting is adjourned. See you in 2 weeks.